is the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Earn the degree that earns respect. Go to online.nebraska.edu.
35-6, Nebraska with lead over Southern Miss. Greg Trapp welcoming you back to Memorial Stadium. Delighted to welcome into the booth again Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. Another warm night, but it's a pretty nice first half of action for the Big Red.
It's a nice half, and I remember last week we were both confident we'd pull that one out easily in the second half. I feel even more confident today.
Yeah, I think you should feel that way. Well, we've seen a lot in the news, JB, in the last couple weeks about the affordability of college education, concerns that college might be beyond the reach of many students. Is that a concern for the university?
You know, it's a concern for, I think, most Nebraskans, for parents. It's certainly a concern for the university. It's a very high priority of ours. You know, college has probably never been more important than it is today in terms of getting a good job and having good quality of life, and I think most people recognize that. You know, of the 50 states, Nebraska ranks 7th in the nation in the number of new jobs over the next decade that will require education beyond high school. So it's really important that we provide an opportunity for Nebraskans to have affordable access to a high-quality education, and that's what we're trying to do. That's why we've kept, kept tuition moderate so that the university is still a good value. UNL's tuition, for example, is the lowest in the Big Ten, and our other campuses are considerably lower than their peer groups, and our students get a lot of financial aid. So the sticker price is often considerably higher than the net price, and that's something we want students and parents to know about, is to look into that and be able to understand what the real price is that they'll pay.
Well, going above and beyond that, what are some other things you're trying to keep that promise to make it so that students aren't priced out of the college education?
Well, we definitely want to try to keep tuition prices moderate, and we want to, where appropriate, provide as much financial aid as necessary to help students be able to attend college. Over half our students today attend college in one of our campuses with financial aid, over 70% at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. So that's an important part of the commitment. And finally, it takes a commitment from the state, from the governor and the legislature, and frankly, the Nebraskans who support them and tell them what their views are, to provide a stable base of support to the university, because that's what allows us to be to keep tuition where it is.
And you were able to freeze tuition this past year. Tell us how that came about.
Well, that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. The governor and the legislature agreed with our proposal to fund the university's budget at an appropriate level, and in return for that, we agreed to freeze tuition for Nebraskans for 2 years. So no increases for the next 2 years. That's pretty predictable, which is what we're trying to do. And the estimated savings for a student is up to $1,000 over that two-year period. So that's real savings, and it demonstrates what the investment from the state can mean for students and their families.
Well, I know you're proud of the scholarship funds that are available at all four campuses in the system. We've talked in the past about college-bound Nebraska. Are there other funds that students, families who might be listening should be aware of?
There are, but you know, College Bound Nebraska, and I know you're particularly interested in this because our spokesperson is Prince Amukamara, yeah, who's done a great job for us going around to high schools, and now we've added to that Jordan Larson. We wanted to catch a little different set in the student athletes, so Jordan and Prince have been doing a great job for us promoting College Bound Nebraska. It is our promise to Nebraskans that if you are eligible for a Pell Grant at any level, you will pay no tuition at the University of Nebraska. And there's 7,000 students at the university right now who pay zero tuition because of College Bound Nebraska. So those students who are neediest, who are most need support to be able to go to college, those are the ones that we are helping the most. So everybody ought to take a careful look at whether they can qualify for these kinds of programs, because it makes the difference between being able to go and not go. Another example is the Buffett scholarship program from the Susan T. Buffett Foundation. A few years ago, we had 250 Buffett scholars. We have 2,500 Buffett scholars now. This foundation pays for their tuition and their fees and their books. It's an incredibly generous program and one that helps a lot of Nebraska kids go to school.
Sounds good, and a huge topic for a lot of our families who are listening to the broadcast tonight. Great to see you. Let's finish this one off.
I think we will. Look forward to it.
All right, J.B. Milliken. Nebraska president, joining us here at halftime. We've got more coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.
This is the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Earn the degree that earns respect. Go to online.nebraska.edu.